This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friendliest radio program that you will find anywhere, here to make your mind expand. It'll be amazing, just amazing, as you listen to this hour of the DJV program. It is the 16th of July. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer has some trending items that she would like to share with all of us. Isn't that sweet, Jennifer?
Well, the biggest story of the day is that the meeting is officially underway right now in this hour. President Trump and Vladimir Putin are meeting, and there was an interesting power play that happened right before the meeting. Apparently, Vladimir Putin is known for keeping people waiting. That's how he likes to gain control in meeting situations, and so today was no exception. He was late, and so instead of President Trump waiting around, he waited until Putin showed up, and then he made him wait, and then he arrived to the scene. I guess, and I had forgotten about this, but when John Kerry, when he was Secretary of State, he went to meet with Putin, and Putin kept him waiting for hours, I guess. So this is not unusual for him. So they had a few opening remarks. President Trump sitting next to Vladimir Putin. Unfortunately, the microphones were on Vladimir Putin and not his translator, so we don't know what he said, but we do know that President Trump said something to the effect of that there are great opportunities that together could be reached. He said, frankly, we have not been getting along very well for the last number of years. I think we will end up having an extraordinary relationship. Getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing. He continued on to say, I think the world wants to see us get along as we are two great nuclear powers. He said, we also have lots of good things to talk about, things to talk about. The world wants to see us get along, and the world awaits. I look forward to our personal discussion. So the way the day will play out is that President Trump and Vladimir Putin will talk now, bilateral meeting, the two of them one-on-one, talking about issues. If Trump brings them up from election meddling to the annexing of Crimea.
Yeah, I got
course,
that. Here's
Ukraine.
Bob Mueller's number. We give him a call and get a minute.
That's right. Well, don't think that the announcement of the indictments was done by by mistake or coincidence, because that was designed, I'm sure, to be released on Friday before this meeting, so that Trump had a little bit behind him to go into that with some strength behind him. Also, of course, Iran is a huge topic of conversation. The entire world wants Russia to help with the oil production. OPEC is behind this, even of creating more oil so that we can rely less on Iran, since Iran is considered to be sort of at the top of the target list right now for the world community. And of course, they'll talk about Syria as well. Syria is a client state of Russia. So there's lots on the agenda. Then both of the teams will meet. So Russians and Trump's cabinet will get together for a lunch, and then there'll be a press conference after that.
Okay. So is anybody beside me a little fractionalized here? It's very nice to see them meeting, shaking hands, talking, smiling at each other. But as one of the senators from Nebraska said, Vladimir Putin, Putin is a murderer and an enemy of America.
Sure.
And so he's a crook, he's a liar. And how is it that all of those things, you know, it's nice that we have the conversation going, but under what circumstance is Putin held accountable for his actions? One wonders that as the two of them.
The same conversation that we had when President Trump met with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
The thing is that this is not a new thing. President Obama's administration and George Bush's administration before him have constantly tried to have dialogue. Remember, Hillary Clinton handed Vladimir Putin the reset button, that big red button that she thought was very funny, and here's the reset button. And Obama was caught off mic. There's more room. I can give Putin more room after I get elected. That was back in 2012. So administrations have tried to cut backdoor deals to try to become more favorably related to Russia. The fact that we have conversations with them, I believe, is a good thing. I don't think that the United States should be isolationist. I just think that you have to trust everything, and you go in and you incrementally chip away at it. Is there going to be something huge that comes out of this meeting? Probably not. But if you can actually get them to hold Syria accountable, right, for the, some of the atrocities, human rights violations, if you can make some progress in terms of Iran or, you know, those types of things, that's great. The one thing that Russia doesn't have going for it is they're poor. Their economy is the size of Italy's, and they are a much bigger geographic region. So if you can go in there and threaten them again with even stricter economic sanctions, stricter than they're already under, well, then maybe that's how you do bring them to the table. That's why they have to do stupid things like election meddling, which we do too, and chemical attacks. It's because that's all they can afford to do.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to think about, isn't it? Huh? When you get right down to brass tacks, there's a lot here to think about. All right, let's meander back to our country here for a couple of police items from the police blotter. In Kansas City, a gunman is being investigated in the killing of a university student from India who shot and wounded three Kansas City police officers over the weekend before he was killed. The gunfire obviously coming from police chasing him around. The three officers were not seriously hurt. The name of this fellow has not been released, but apparently... these sorts of things get so complicated, and one wonders if it isn't the heat to a point that brings this kind of stuff. There's a robbery part of the story here. The Indian Association of Kansas City is in on the. Who would have thought there was an India Association of Kansas City? But there are a lot of Indians who have moved into the Midwest. You'd think that Indians or any folks that come in from lands like that would go to the coasts where the educational institutions are. I find it interesting to see, for example, where, you know, the largest group of Muslims that live in America in a concentrated area in Dearborn, Michigan. Why? Why'd they go to Dearborn, Michigan?
Sometimes they advertise. There's a community in California called Glendale, and every Armenian that comes to this country, I swear,
right,
lives in Glendale.
Yeah.
And I've heard about there's signs and billboards that say, when you immigrate to America, come to Glendale, because I guess there's comfort, obviously, in the fact that it's a small taste of home. When you're in some place that's new and scary, maybe you don't speak the language.
Yeah. I don't know, I just find this stuff. If you look at the body camera footage that was released by the Chicago police showing an officer fatally shooting a man they say was armed, and you look at the faces of the people who are so angry at the police, the black people, and mostly, you know, I as much as I don't like the black-white world, the sensitivity or lack thereof when there's a problem with something like this and they send in mostly white police officers, I don't get it. I don't like the racial stuff. You know I don't. But it's still, the police chief in Chicago is a black guy. And so he's addressing this sort of stuff using the body camera footage showing the officer shooting this guy. They claim he was armed. I don't know if you've looked at the video or not. It's one of these questionable things again. Did he or didn't he? Was he or wasn't he? And so, you know, there's the video doesn't... I'm not sure that it adds much context to this. It's a 40-second video. Doesn't include audio, nor does it show what happened in the minutes leading up to and after the incident. That's always the thing. What happened before the incident? What happened afterwards? Why did this happen in the first place? Why these confrontations? Anyway, it was in a tough spot. It's so hot. The heat wave is really a problem, I guess, all across the country. What's temperature in L.A. this morning, Jennifer?
I don't know what it is right this minute, but it was about 93, 95 degrees this weekend.
Yeah. What was it like? You were down the shore, though, Victoria, right, over the weekend?
Yeah, it was beautiful over the weekend, but today there's a heat wave advisory in New York City, air quality, all that. It's going to be about 90-something.
What about you, Kara, down in Washington? What's it like?
Yeah, pretty similar, mid-90s. We had a couple storms yesterday. I think there's supposed to be a few more storms this week, so it's going to cool down a tiny bit, but mostly it's going to be hot and humid.
The world is hotter, and people are pointing to global warming, that sort of thing. In Japan, excuse me, this is the hottest it's been on record. Eight people have died because of the heat wave, and then the torrential rains that come. Remember, Japan's a pretty small island. There are 57 or 59 million people that live there in a concentrated way, pretty much on top of each other. So, and it doesn't get hot there that often because they're surrounded. It's an island, and the breezes and stuff, but it became very hot there the last week or so. It's been hot in Europe, where the president has been. It's been certainly on the farm where I worked over the weekend in the hay field that we could really feel it. The sweating, it's nice, good to sweat the stuff out, but it's really, you gotta have lots of liquid. I had a whole case of water for the people that were in the hay field with me, and I was drinking it down. I find myself this year drinking more water than I think I ever have before.
That's good.
Unless I can get myself a root beer float, and then that makes it much better.
And then all bets are off.
All bets are off.
Keep that 16. Water coming.
Right. Save water better. 16 after the hour, DJV program. Sleep. How important it is for all of you. Resting your mind, resting your body. If you don't get enough sleep, then you're cruising for a bruising. So it's like a drug. If you are able to get a good night's rest, it's heavenly. It is nothing better than waking up in the morning feeling refreshed. We all know that doing an early morning radio program. Sometimes it's tough for us to actually be. We sound refreshed because we're pretty good at putting on the fake. But sometimes there's a grind here that comes into effect. And so the better night's rest you get, we all sleep with our MyPillows. You ought to as well. There are sheet sets available. There are roll-and-go travel pillows available. Bed toppers. I'm looking at the catalog. MyPillow bed for a pet. The different designs on some of these pillows. It's just a very cool place to shop. So go to MyPillow.com and get yourself one of those premium pillows that they have on sale. Buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV when you click on. Offer will end at the end of the month, so take advantage of it now. These pillows are machine washable and dryable. The filler is so unique. It's nothing but the paramount way for you to get a good night's rest, okay? 10-year guarantee, 60-day money back. If you don't like the pillow in the first 2 months, send it back, get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free opportunity till the end of the month. Do not wait while you're thinking about it. You know you want to get more pillows. You know you need newer pillows. So get them now. Order at MyPillow.com. The promo code DJV entitles you to all kinds of savings.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Show with Victoria, Kara, and I focusing on some music. Great story, actually, about Lady Gaga. Let's crank this up. I like this song a lot. If you don't mind, Kara. I like that part. La La Gaga. She's in Lady. What is that new movie? The remake with Bradley Cooper of
Star is Born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like her at all. You look at her and you see, that's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's what she really looks like.
Yeah. Without makeup.
I think she actually looks really good in the trailer.
I do
though.
Too. The trailers. Yeah. I thought she looked.
I kind of wish she would rock that look more often.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Gaga. I did some interesting, and there were people, as she pulled off something very interesting over the weekend, trying to get a glimpse of her. Gaga went to Art Bird in Grand Central Station. It's her father's new restaurant in the commuter area. You get a bus or a train, you want to go to Grand Central Station. And so he opened up this new restaurant. She was wearing a red Art Bird shirt, serving drinks and food to the people in the restaurant before sitting down with her family to enjoy some beer and chicken fingers herself. Fans and travelers quickly gathered around the restaurant to catch a peek of her. It took time to snap pictures with fans, and then she finished her meal. She posted several photos of the occasion on her own Instagram with a caption, "Had to stop at my dad's new restaurant with the chef, what is it, the chef Art Smith?"
Art Smith, yeah.
Yeah. It's called...
He's a famous chef.
At Art Bird NYC. If you want killer fried chicken and more, Grand Central Station Food Concourse, that's where you go. Gaga's father's name is Joe Germanotta. Owns Joanne Trattoria, an Italian restaurant in...
Trattoria. I can tell you're not Italian. Trattoria.
No, we always call it... We call it Trattoria here, but Trattoria, okay.
It's a Trattoria.
Okay. It's in the Upper West Side. You ever been there?
I have not. It's actually right near my apartment, and I've always wanted to go there. We just forget to,
Gaga has been seen in the studio in the past couple of weeks in New York, getting fans excited about perhaps some new music that may be on the horizon for Gaga.
She's also been spotted in the studio with Tony Bennett again.
Tony Bennett, yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see what she puts out.
Great collaboration. 26 after the hour. Moving along now in the music news. A woman has been charged with 11 felonies stemming from the hacking of the email of Selena Gomez and one of her associates. L.A. County prosecutor is saying 21-year-old Susan Antrock of New Jersey charged with 5 identity theft counts, 5 fraud counts, and 1 count of accessing and using data without permission. Charges of felonies that collectively could get her 10 years in the slammer. Prosecutors allege that Ms. Antrock accessed the accounts of Gomez and her unnamed associate several times a couple of years ago and posted private media from the accounts online.
We were just talking about that this morning, like how people at the radio station here just leave their stuff logged in all the time. They stay logged in on Facebook or all these different
sloppy
accounts. And I don't know if that's what Selena Gomez did or if she somehow just acquired her password.
No, I think she was hacked.
Yeah, and this 21-year-old girl who's possibly going to go to jail now, is it worth it?
Great question. Yeah, what are you thinking?
I guess you just hack into something and they don't realize that there are going to be actual repercussions for it. But obviously Selena Gomez has quite a bit of power and, you know, good lawyers, I'm sure. So, yeah, and she's never going to get a job in the entertainment industry again.
No, that's for sure. Well, it's kind of weird what people hold on to as priorities, ladies. 28 past the hour here on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7 and 8 passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect feeder, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The talks have begun between President Trump and the Russian leader Vladimir Putin, who sat down one-on-one at the presidential palace in Helsinki. Only translators are present. Following that discussion, advisors and staffers from both sides will be allowed in. And while some reports say a joint news conference can be expected after their discussions are over, other reports say the two men will be speaking to reporters but may not be taking questions. Before the summit, President Trump sits down with CBS News and says of it,
"But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations."
Earlier today, Trump tweets, quote, "Our relationship with Russia has never been worse thanks to many years of U.S. foolishness and now the witch hunt," to which a tweet from the Foreign Affairs Ministry of Russia says, "We agree."
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Four half the hour now on today's DJV radio program, which also is backed up by a podcast, actually several of them. You might want to look around at djvshow.com for what we have there, pithy, unusual, and rewarding ways to spend a few minutes of your time, always trying to keep up with what's going on. Here's Victoria Keelan with an update on some trending items.
Well, we'll start with some little local news here in New York where I live. New health regulations in the state of New York will let certain patients with opioid prescriptions actually exchange the opioids for medical marijuana instead. And this is being hailed by medical marijuana advocates as a very, really, it makes sense to replace opioids with medical marijuana. It's a lot safer for patients. The state's health department filed emergency regulations that are in effect today, and so that you can use this replacement program as a qualifying condition for New York's medical marijuana program, which means if you have a prescription for an opioid and you don't have a medical marijuana card, that your prescription for the opioid supersedes that other requirement, and that you can go into a dispensary with your opioid prescription and just exchange it for medical marijuana on the spot, which is very progressive, and I think makes a lot of sense. And so registered physicians can certify their patients now to use medical marijuana as an alternative. Some of the other conditions include cancer, HIV, multiple sclerosis, and chronic pain. Those also count for your medical marijuana card. And, you know, there's a lot of studies that we talk about here. NFL players want to have medical marijuana legalized for concussions and things like that. They're finding so many uses for medical marijuana, and especially to be able to decrease opioid prescriptions, I think, and possible opioid overdoses, which is what we really hear about the most. I think it's just, I'm all for this. So I think it's a great thing.
How this whole thing is changing. There are still pockets, and many of them, depending on where you are, cities and counties and communities who are dealing with the use of marijuana, whether it be medical or recreational. Here in Massachusetts, it's been legalized.
It's both, right?
Referendum, yes. But the state is very slow. Local communities very slow in trying to adopt the regulations, come up with places to grow the stuff, and then how do you dispense it? A lot of questions, and people are getting in the way. It's so silly, actually, when you get right down to it.
Yeah.
But it has to do a lot of times with people's religious background. It also has to do with their traditional upbringing. There are a lot of different things. But if you understand the opioid epidemic that we have in this country, and it is a very serious problem, people deserve to have, if they want, some way of escaping the pain of whatever diseases. I mean, this is such a complicated arena. The areas that are, we're talking about people who are getting sick sometimes from exposure to very dangerous things that are chemicals that are in the food and in our air. It's a very complex, that's the word, though, that comes into my mind, Victoria, and stays there. It's so complex. The food that's being created now versus grown, the things that are even put into the food that's being grown that cause you to get sick. And some people are very sick. And then the creation of these opioids and the money that's being made by selling them, it is insidious. What goes on, and incestuous, because a lot of these companies, the big, huge agribusinesses, are related to the companies that are drug companies. Incest of disease that's been created around it. And a lot of the objection to marijuana is from these big companies who don't want to see people get into using marijuana and stop using their pills. Marijuana is much less expensive.
You can't get hooked. And but it doesn't have the addiction that opioids have.
Right, that we need it or desire it because of the illnesses that are being created by what we're putting into our bodies. It is just a vicious circle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I do think, and I am totally for medical marijuana, especially in place of opioids. I do think that states, and maybe Massachusetts is taking its time because they're trying to figure out the right way to have this become a part of the institution of the state. New York, in this example, the regulations are emergency regulations to trade your opioids for medical marijuana, but it's a temporary thing, and the reason they're doing it is they want to have a 60-day public comment period, which I agree with. I think that there should be feedback from people if they're on the program or even if they're not.
How's that
and
work?
I think that that's really good. So they said that they're taking steps to make the policy permanent, but it will be published in the New York State Register on August 1st. So from now until then, they have
public
it's
comments.
All an open forum for comments, which I think is important. If you look at Colorado, and I have a lot of friends who live in Colorado, the non-medical marijuana, recreational marijuana passed so quickly and sprung up like practically overnight.
Weeds.
And they didn't really know what to expect. And just this weekend I was talking to some friends who live in Denver, and they've had to move out of like a really nice high rise that they were living in because there's so many robberies in Denver now because everybody's stoned, and it's becoming a real problem that it's now a safety issue. So and Colorado rushed to do all of it so quickly. I don't really think that they put as much thought into it as they should. should. And, you know, and all the dispensaries have safes with cash because they can't put that money into any federally
FDIC bank. Yeah, yeah.
And that's a big problem.
Yeah.
And people are being mugged because you can obviously tell when someone's stoned. So there are a lot of things that do need to be taken into consideration. But I think if you're if it's done the right way in a smart, controlled way, I'm all for it.
Where's that song by Bob Dylan, Everybody Must Get Stoned? Wasn't that, that's the Dylan. Everybody must get stoned. Smoking, also in the news, regular smoking being banned in public housing. If you live in public housing, pretty soon you won't be able to smoke near the building. You won't be able to smoke in it or near it. Department of Housing and Urban Development starting enforcing this ban at the end of the month. The ban actually was put into effect a couple of years ago, but it hasn't been really pushed. Now it will, because it's going to bar smoking cigarettes, pipes, cigars, any tobacco product within 25 feet of any public housing unit or common area. That's good. How do they enforce it is the next... apparently, though, they're going to let electronic smoking devices... they are an exception to the rule. HUD says the goal is to promote healthier lifestyle, cut costs for health care, and reduce the need for repairs from smoking and fires. Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Smoking is definitely, if you've ever been into like a Roach Motel and you know you can't get the smell of the cigarette out of the room. So that does make sense.
Walls,
the only thing, and I don't know for sure, so I'm just saying I'm hoping that part of this smoking ban also comes with some sort of a plan
education
or a program to help people quit smoking. Because you can't just say, get 25 feet away from the building and not address the actual problem of being addicted to nicotine.
Well, the other side of it is
so I hope that that's part
smoke
of it.
There are huge lawsuits now that these smart lawyers are finding problems. I have a problem with a
little bit of
congestion.
We hear it during the breaks. We hear that cough that you've got, and that's secondhand smoke.
Yep, that's what it is. All right, and one other thing while we're in sort of the wild, woolly world of what we do that's unusual, what do we do to ourselves? The legalized sports betting phenomenon is now just it's beginning to register with people how much money there is in the sports betting industry. And I'm not talking about fantasy football stuff. I'm talking about this is self-serving because the advertising is being planned on the radio is fabulous. They're spending millions of dollars on radio already, and they'll be spending it on local play as well as national play as more and more states legalize sports betting. It's like marijuana. The people is sort of the old versus the new, the young versus the old, that kind of stuff. That's what comes out in these arguments.
It's, well, my dad and my husband were together at Monmouth Park Racetrack this weekend in New Jersey, and then that's where the sports bet is. And
did they bet either of them?
Oh yeah, they both bet on the World Cup. They bet on some Yankee games and some.
So
golf
here's what
and,
I wonder: how could we as radio people? I ask this outright, out loud, on the air. How could we as radio people do we need to have some kind of a program, some kind of a position, some kind of a report every day? We talk about things in the world of sports from our perspective, but one of the most, it seems to me, you know, we have these special little features, driving features, car, health, the way to take care of your home, take care of your pet. I would think there would be a value to have some kind of a betting. Whether that'll annoy some of the stations or not.
I'm pretty sure that's not legal on the air.
Well, but it's going to be. They're already working.
But not in every. It's only in 13 states, right?
Yeah.
Or 7 states right now. So,
All right, then let's break the law.
Yeah. Hey, I fought the law, and the law might win on this one, though.
45 after the hour here on the DJV program. My immersion into, I just poured myself some Life Change tea. I brewed some over the weekend.
I thought you were going to say I poured myself a cocktail.
No,
because it sounded like, you know, because you said the wrong word. I know, that's what made me think, like, oh.
All right. Now, the teas, these Life Change teas that Victoria and I are drinking, I like it when it's cool. I like it when it's chilly. I put a little ice in it. If you put one cube of ice in it, doesn't diminish the strength of it. Life Change Tea aims at getting rid of the things in your system that cause 90% of all the diseases and the discomfort. If you have a problem, as Jack Stockwell will tell you, in your gut, you're going to have a problem in your body. It's very important you keep your gut clean. Gaps, if you know what gaps is, the whole philosophy of everything that goes wrong in your body or everything that goes right in your body starts with a healthy stomach. So the healthy stomach starts by staying you get rid of that unhealthy stomach and colon and stuff with Life Change Teas, a proprietary blend of things that will clean out your system. All natural, all normal. The tea can't be found on the shelf in a store either. The strength of the herbs, the teas, you probably have, each of the bags has enough tea in it to last you a month. And so why don't you get on the bandwagon? I find brewing, it's kind of fun because I never really made tea, but I don't like cooking much. But I put the bags in the pot and steep the water and then put the other rest of the water in. You get a gallon at a time. And you can use it. Look at the website to see all the things that are going to be helped by you using Life Change Tea. Very compelling message. The website is getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. View the supplements as well as the flavors of teas that you can order. I think you get started with Life Change Tea. That's the way to do it. And then balance it around with some other things that are good for your cold and good for your system, good for your body. All about goodness, all natural. Clean the messes out of your body with Life Change Tea. You get it at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They'll ship the tea to you without charge. Ready for more energy? Go to getthetea.com and order Life Change Tea now.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Ingram Micro is the world's largest distributor of tech products. And today, one of the fastest growing parts of its business is third-party logistics, or 3PL for short, where the company can leverage its expertise in logistics and supply chain management to handle distribution and fulfillment for countless brands and retailers. I caught up with Lang Moffitt, VP of Business Solutions at Ingram Micro.
If you look at an Ingram warehouse today, we used to buy products and send them to a retailer's stores or to a business. And so we still do all that, but now the customer, could be the business or the end user, is looking for a delivery mechanism, which we call omnichannel, to go to. I want to pick it up at the store. I'd like to pick it up at the post office. I'd like to have it delivered to my business. I'd like to have it delivered to my home. It's all about convenience and customer satisfaction.
IngramMicroServices.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, for those of you who are fans of Scarlett Johansson, remember last week we were talking about the controversy created by her taking on this transsexual role, transgender role, and now apparently she got a lot of heat. She doesn't want to do it, so she said, I'm not doing it. See you later, alligator. Right? What about the ethical questions surrounding her casting? She apparently is what she put out on social media as to why she decided to take a hike. Does that sound right? She was going to be a transgender man in the movie? Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of trans actors and just people who support, you know, the LGBTQ community said it really should have gone to a trans man actor. And so she said after the backlash, she understands it, and she thinks that maybe it should be a larger conversation about diversity.
So that's the story. It's 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour, DJV time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Talk about a movie box office totals. This is music from Lost. I crank this up. This is Jack kissing Kate goodbye. As a kiss, I blow straight to you, Chucker.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was Kate played by
Evangeline Lilly?
Yeah, the one who's in that movie.
The Wasp, Banana Man.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right, right. All right, so why are we listening to the music from Lost?
Because I like the music. Why not? Leave me alone.
Congratulations.
No, actually, it's Matthew Fox's. It was Matthew Fox, who Victoria has no idea who he is anyway.
Right.
He played
Jack, but...
He played Jack Sawyer, the lead in the epic landmark TV show Lost. He turned 52 years old over the weekend. And the reason I play that, one, beside the fact that that final episode of that series... It was very polarizing. Some fans loved it. Some fans hated it. I'm in the camp that I loved it. I thought it was beautifully done, and I was very satisfied with the ending. And the show's journey was that character of Jack, played by Matthew Fox. But the interesting part about him is I was a fan. I thought he was amazing on that show. But he's barely worked since it's gone off the air almost around 10 years ago. He's had a couple minor parts in a few films, and that's been it. And I wonder...
Why?
I read some stuff on the internet that he was difficult to work with, or he had some issues. Or I don't want to speculate because I don't know. I don't know him, but I thought he was very good, and it is perplexing why he's barely worked in the last.
Well, but that's the answer, and if people make it hard, I don't understand some of the attitudes that some of these people have just because they're actors and they make a lot of money. Who the hell do they think they are?
Wow,
I think that this is more. Well, I think what do you find about Dwayne Johnson, for example? Everybody loves working with him because he's a cheerleader. cheerleader. He keeps people going. He's always prepared. It's, you know, that kind of
very
stuff. You love to work with people like that. You love to. The people on me, on with me here on the radio, all professional, ready to go, friendly, happy, helpful. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to work
with you, Chuck, but the rest of
not necessarily you, Chuck. All right. So anyway, it's interesting also.
I find you somewhat grumpy, but that's a different
story. That's fine. Thanks. The people from Lost that moved to Hawaii to shoot it there and then stayed. Look at the guy. What's his name? Garcia that's on Hawaii 5-0. How many of those people went from Lost over to Hawaii 5-0?
Some of them. I think two of them.
Yeah, at least. And then the guy who played one of the leads on Hawaii 5-0 said, "You guys aren't paying me enough. I'm going out on my own." How's that working for him so far? Have you seen him in anything since then?
That was Daniel Kim, right?
Daniel Day Kim. And what?
Not Daniel Day Kim, right? Was it Daniel Day Lewis? Yeah, Daniel Kim. He, I think he is doing something else. I think he was on a different show.
Really? I haven't seen him.
I think so.
I did a couple things over the weekend. Can I talk about it?
Please, Chucker. Let's hear about your weekend.
Well, on Friday, on a whim, I took a ride with my wife and daughter to Blairstown, New Jersey, because Friday the 13th was filmed in Blairstown, and they have this two-block strip where they celebrate Friday the 13th, and almost everybody's dressing up as Jason Voorhees.
By the way, nobody in the world knows that except you, I don't think.
Yeah, somebody told me about it, so I drove there. It was 24 minutes from where I live. So I found it interesting. And then yesterday, I did an event at my local theater where I'm involved, the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg. I had this actress, Catherine Mary Stewart, who came back for the third year. She's a really cool person. She lives in New York. I have it transported back and forth. We screened her movie, Night of the Comets, from 1984. She was the female lead in Weekend at Bernie's and also female lead in Last Starfighter. I interviewed her on stage after the movie. She's a super, really cool person, very personable with the audience. And these two people from Mahoney Valley in Pennsylvania, out of their own pocket, decorated the entire theater like the setting in the movie, brought in arcade games and stuff like that. And it was a really cool event. I had a good time.
Good for you. All right.
I just want to plug her. It's a very nice
person. Very nice.
She really is. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Week pre-release buzz may have contributed to The Rock not doing so well. What do we have for box office totals?
That is true. I hate to pile on here, but and I did enjoy Skyscraper on a level of that. I found it somewhat entertaining, but it opened number 3, $25 million. It was tracking around a $34 million opening. That's pretty weak, and it goes to show you that if you do cut a trailer that people don't like, and a lot of people did not like that trailer, thought it was way over the top, they simply rejected the movie. It has nothing to do with the actual product word of mouth, but $25 million opening for a $120 million film is pretty weak. Hotel Transylvania 3 did open number 1, $44 million. That's solid. Ant-Man and the Wasp, number 2, $28 million. Skyscraper is replaced third. Incredibles 2, $16 million. In Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom ran out the top 5. That did $15 million in business.
Good job. Beautiful job, Chucker. Thank you. 59 after the hour.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.